guys, what's up? It's been long since I recorded the podcast because for the past 4 weeks I've not been recording because I had a bank of episodes. So like I had recorded episodes in bulk, so I was like dropping them each week. So I've not been recording for the past 4 weeks. But yep, today I'm here and I'm happy and I'm glad to be back. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast, Unspoken. And today I'm excited. I am super excited because I have big news. It's a Sunday. It's like 4:45 p.m. I'm looking out and the weather is like dull. It's not sunny. It's just cloudy. It's just there. It's not so sunny. So at least So yeah, that's what's up. It's a good Sunday. And speaking of Sunday, today you want to believe what happened. Today I went to church. I'm gonna give you a moment for that to sink in. Yeah, but today I was in church after 3 years because you remember when coronavirus came? Yeah, and then they closed down the churches. So yeah, since they closed down the churches because of corona, I haven't stepped in a church. It was a big step for me being in church. Actually, when I was writing down my goals, my plans for the year, new year resolutions, whatnot, in January, actually going back to church was in my list. I wanted to go back to church in January. That was my plan. I was supposed to go back to church in January. There's no excuse. I've just not been going. But today, I think I got there. I just woke up on Wednesday and was like, no, this Sunday I'm going to church. Inyeshe, isinyeshe, me, I'm going to church this Sunday. So that's what's up. Today I went to church after 3 years of not going to church. I went to church today. And I'm gonna say I'm proud of myself. Hallelujah. Speaking of hallelujah, like just being in church today like really opened my eyes to a lot of things, and I got the opportunity to learn a lot. The pastor was preaching and speaking and I was like, bro, nani mekutuma? Allow me to share what we like. I'm not about to be a pastor here, but I'm gonna preach. But no, I'm just kidding. But let me, I just feel like it's fair. It's only fair if I share because you guys are my community. You guys are my people. So it's only fair for me to share what I learned today. So the pastor was talking about going the extra mile. Yeah. And he made a reference to, you see, when you have a note, if it's a 500 shilling note, if it's a 1,000 shilling note, or a 50 shilling note, like any note, if you just have a note, yeah, pesa. Let me give an example. He gave an example with a 500 shilling note. If you have a 500 shilling note in your hand, and then you crumple it, you step on it, ukanyage na vumbi, you pour like water on it, and you pick it up again, it's still gonna be a 500 shilling note, yeah? It's not gonna change. It's not gonna change like 200 shilling note. It's still gonna be a 500 shilling note. So, basically what he was trying to tell us was, the world may beat you down. The world may beat you down. People may bring you down. People may like despise you. People may like do whatever things they're gonna do to you. They're gonna bring you down in what? All sort of ways. But your value still remains the same. It like spoke to my heart, spoke to my soul. I was like, preach. Like it spoke to my soul. And we shared a lot. Like we were in a session which is called Crossroads. So shout out to you guys. I hope you guys get to listen. You guys, you don't know how much of an impact you have made to me today. So I was at a session called Crossroads. After now the service, we were like interacting. It was like now a more intimate session and having just honest conversations. And they were talking about resilience. What do you like think about when you hear the word resilience? That was like what we were talking about. In regards to that, they were like telling us, you have time. If there's anything you have in this life, it's time. Choose to waste it, spend it, or invest it. Yeah? So wasting it, when I say wasting it means being complaining. Complaining at economic times are hard. The standards of living are so high. Economy ni iko mbaya, economy iko juu, like sasa do sasa u president, like u president uzakayo anataka aje. That is you wasting it. Spending it is watu wa vasha, twende vasha, watu wa kaveve kazoze. twende Vasha, twende Vasha, twende vacation, twende Vasha, watu wa Vasha. Kwanza this weekend it's Vasha, watu wa Vasha wanajijua. No judging, by the way, no judging. And then you either, that's spending it, yeah? And then the last option, you either invest it. Investing it. What do I mean by investing it? Investing it is cultivating your time, digging deep and looking at what you like doing and cultivating your time into doing it. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave it there. I don't wanna turn to like a preacher or something. But yeah, I hope like you guys have learned. I just wanted to share that with you. Like it really spoke to me, and like I just wanted to put that out there. Yeah, so that's what's up. On to the bigger things. Drum rolls. Ah, I feel like we need drum rolls, man. Drum rolls. Drum rolls. Hey, I have news. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Unspoken community, this is our last episode of season one of Unspoken the podcast. Yay! I'm just here to say, guys, thank you for all those people who supported me across the season, all those who bought my merchandise. Thank you for all those who came to support my events. In any support that you gave Unspoken in one way or another, God our bless. People never talk about how much vulnerability comes from creating content, because I have been most vulnerable in this podcast than I have ever been anywhere or with anyone, not even my dad, not even like people like I've dated, no, not even my best friend, no. Like I've been so vulnerable in shooting this podcast, putting it out there, because I have strived to like be honest with myself, in with my deepest self. That's what I've really strived for, like being just honest with everything I put out there, like not just vibes and inshallah and lying and what. Things that I never thought that I could do, I have done because of Unspoken. I'm not gonna lie. And I hope this doesn't sound like intriguing for anyone. I'm just trying to say that I have grown as a person. Been in rooms I've never thought I'm gonna be because of this Unspoken. I have done like things I never thought I could do because of this Unspoken. Serving its purpose, and it's gonna continue serving its purpose. I hope I'm not sounding deep. Yeah, but just like you know, Kweli, that's the truth, because I have done things I never thought I could do because of this podcast. Speaking of things I thought I could not do, speaking of that, let's do a recap of season one. If you're new here, and even you haven't listened to my episodes, I even envy you. Like I am jealous of you. Because you have a whole freaking 35 episodes to binge. Sasa leo, don't binge watch Netflix. Achana na Netflix leo. Leo binge watch Unspoken. Like binge watch, you can binge watch, binge listen. What you wanna do, just do what you wanna do. You have a whole freaking 35 episodes. I'll advise you to just start from episode one. Recap of season one. How was season one? Best moments for season one. Highlights. Sad moments, low moments for season one. Yeah, let's do this. I like it. When I launched the Unspoken official logo, that's when Ilini hit like, sis, babe, you're actually doing this. There's no turning back. When I actually like launched that logo and posted it, I was like, this is now your brand. So you have two choices: either push the brand or just sit around and wait. So that was a big moment for me because it like put me out there. Another big moment for season one was launching Maseno's first podcast, launching and branding myself as Maseno's first podcast. That was like, wow, like, wow, like, wow. Like it put Unspoken out there. Honestly speaking, it put Unspoken out there. So yeah, that was a big highlight for me. Another big best moments for me at here on season one was launching merchandise. Yeah, I launched my first merchandise, the t-shirts, and they were out, and I was like, wow. So yeah, that was big for me. I didn't actually think last year when I was relaunching Unspoken in May, it's been a year down the line, babe, you're now a brand, like, and people are actually interested in purchasing the merchandise. Thank you to all those who supported and bought the t-shirts, manzi. Another best moment for me was hosting my first event, guys. Hosting my first event, wow, on Mother's Day at Victory Children's Home. So I had my event at Victory Children's Home, and that event is like so close to my heart. it is so dear to me. And man, a big shout out to the whole Victory fraternity for supporting me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. The teachers, the directors, the head teacher, big shout out. And all the kids who are there, big shout out to them. Eddie from the Poptail podcast came all the way from Eldoret. Shout out to you, Eddie from the Poptail podcast, Manze. Shout out to you for coming to support me with your friend Joanne. Hey, Manze, big shout out to you guys. Shout out to Bright Photography, Kalonji. Shout out to Tutskachi. Hey, you guys came to support me, man. Another like big moment was getting to be invited in events as Unspoken, the brand. Yeah, so as like I was saying earlier, like how Unspoken like has made me like get in rooms I never thought I could. So I actually got an opportunity to be invited to an event as Unspoken to represent my brand, because many a times we've been at events. If you've seen me maybe at events, I'm either there as the company I'm working for, as I'm there at Kujibamba too, but actually I got the opportunity to be invited to an event as Unspoken, to talk to people, to talk about like digital creation, and wow, that was so nice. Talk about like content creation, podcasting, and wow, that like that really also like was validating. That was also validating to me, like people actually believe in your cause, babes. That's why I'm saying the main reason I'm even shooting this today is like I'm saying like Unspoken is now bigger than me. Unspoken is bigger than me. Unspoken is no longer about me. Unspoken, Imenda. He Imenda. Ukisikianga hiyo phrase ya he Imenda. He Imenda. Unspoken is now like, Unspoken is bigger than me. Unspoken is no longer about Awino Awiti. Unspoken is no longer about Sijui Nini. Unspoken is actually for you guys. Unspoken is for the community. Like, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So yeah, that was like a big moment for me, and was so happy. So those are like among my highlights and my achievements for this season. Oh, and a big shout out this season, Wanze, I have had a lot of fun shooting this season. Honestly, if you are an avid listener, if you follow this podcast a lot, you're gonna know, realize that for the last 15 episodes I've like been having guests bumper to bumper, huku na huku, guests, my guests everywhere. So that was like big for me, and I'm just gonna shout out all my guests who graced Unspoken season one. A big shout out to you from Pastram Rasta, who was actually my first ever guest on my podcast. My first interview was by Pastram Rasta, the spoken word artist. Big shout out to you, man. Big shout out to you wherever you are. Big shout out to you. There's Emily Nene, the YouTuber. Big shout out to you, Nene. There's TK Lion. TK Manze, big shout out to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for supporting Unspoken season one. There's Harry was like, if there's someone who was a regular in this season, was Harry. If you don't know Harry, you better know him. So Harry was a big regular in this season. Manze, big shout out to you, Harry. There's Val, big shout out to you. There's Hot Boxing with the Khalifas. Hey, that was one. If there's something, hey, that was one of my favorite episodes. It was so fun. Shout out to you, Walker. Shout out to you, Walker. Shout out to you, Khalifa, for turning up, Manze. Shout out to you. Shout out, a big shout out to you guys. There's who else? There's Sandra, who was here. Big shout out to you, Sandra. There's Nati. There's Nelly, my classmates. Oh, guys, I miss you. Big shout out to you guys for showing up for season one. Big shout out to you guys. There's who am I forgetting? There's Eugene Sam. Oh, all the way from Nairobi. Eugene Sam is a podcaster from, he came all the way from Nairobi. Eugene Sam came all the way from Nairobi. We shoot this podcast. A big shout out to you, Eugene Sam. And actually that episode is doing so well. Like it's gonna be, I think it's among my top three episodes. It's doing so well that I didn't even think it's gonna do so well. It's doing so well. It's among the top three most listened episodes here on Unspoken. A very big shout out to you, Eugene Sam. And a big shout out to you. Big shout out. You can check Eugene Sam. He also has his podcast, The Vibe Podcast. A big shout out for you for coming through in season one for Unspoken, the podcast. A big shout out to you, Eugene Sam. Who else? I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. A big shout out to all of you who stepped in one way or another for season one. A big shout out to you. Mnajijua, I can't name all of you. Mko wengi. A big shout out to you. A big shout out to my guests. By the way, I'm gonna leave a Q&A here at the end of this episode, and where I'm gonna ask you guys, what do you want me to do in season two? What do you want me to do? What do you wanna see? First, I'm gonna ask you guys to tell me what were your best highlights, what your best moments in Unspoken, what are the topics that stood out for you here on Unspoken, what topics will you like me to talk about next season, and what guests will you like me to have on board next season. Yeah, so keep the convos coming. I'm gonna leave my email also here, and I'm gonna leave the Q&A here, and all the social media platforms where you can reach me out. So in regards to closing off the season, so I'm gonna be taking a short creative break. So I'm just gonna be taking a short creative break to get just my house in order, to get my things in order, to get my life in order, to just think about the next step for Unspoken, the next season, how to just plan out how is season two gonna be, what am I gonna do, because I want season two to be big. Yo, season two is gonna be bigger and better. So yeah, I'm taking a creative break. This is my last episode this season. I'm taking a creative break, not so long, a creative break, like 1 month. I'll be back in August, end of August. I'm gonna be back end of August for another four. So season two, we're finally on YouTube, guys. We are on YouTube at Unspoken Podcast KE, and I'm re-strategizing content that I'm gonna be putting on YouTube. I'm thinking of posting, of course, my content, because season two I want to come back with audiovisual content. I said it. Guys, don't arrest me. I said it. So season two mujitayarishe kuniona. Wale wanataka kuniona. So I think season two I'm coming back with audiovisual on YouTube, but now already our YouTube channel is on. You can find a few episodes there. Actually, I was not able to like upload all the episodes from episode one there, because most of my episodes actually have music in it at the end or either in the middle of the episode. So like I can't put them on YouTube because copyright for who? Copyright Tani Piga. So I can't, because of copyright. So I've just uploaded a few and I didn't put music. So but all my episodes, you can find them on Spotify. I will encourage you guys to listen to Unspoken on Spotify. Follow me on Spotify, turn on the notification bell so that you can be notified every time I post on Spotify. It's available on all audio streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Buzzsprout, all platforms that you get to listen to your podcasts, you're gonna find Unspoken there. Stay safe, be kind, work hard, and be consistent in whatever you're doing. And I guess I'm gonna see you on the next season.